We've all heard about HSAs and why it's important to have one. But have you thought about how health savings accounts lead to more stable finances and help you take control of your healthcare costs? Those are the topics we're going to explore today on this podcast. I'm your host, Veronica March from Optum Health. Here to shed some light on this topic is our special guest, Tim Quitmire. Tim, thanks for being here. Tell us about your job.
I work for JLL, and JLL is a professional and financial services firm that specializes in corporate real estate. We're based in the U.S. here with our corporate headquarters, and we're spread out throughout the globe. And I am the director of benefits and well-being for JLL's employer benefit programs. JLL has over 22,000 employees in the U.S. and over 80,000 globally.
Managing benefits for such a large workforce must be challenging. Tell us how HSAs fit into today's complicated healthcare landscape.
Yeah, so the landscape keeps changing, and I think where we really see it moving towards is companies trying to find ways to make employees more accountable and therefore take a bigger ownership of the cost associated with healthcare expenses. And that could range from anywhere from the premium differences and the cost sharing that an employer does versus an employee, or it can be in the design when you talk about deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums that an employee would have to spend before the plan would kick in. So it's a great way for those employees to, like, when they need healthcare needs and need those dollars to spend on their healthcare related needs, they'll have this HSA to help pay those deductibles and out-of-pocket maximum expenses. So I think as the market shifts towards larger deductible type plans, these HSAs are going to be a backdrop and a savings opportunity for employees to feel comfortable that I might have a larger deductible, but I do know that I have a savings in place that can help me meet it if I have an event of any kind.
That makes your role pivotal, so there are no surprises when it comes to medical expenses. Tell us how you, as a company, prepare employees to contribute to their health savings accounts.
We want to make sure the employees understand what they are. We want to make sure that they feel secure. And so when you look at HSA accounts, I think it does two things. It helps them deal and be a little more onerous in what those healthcare decisions are, because both the employer and the employee have a responsibility to make sure that they're trying to keep healthcare costs down. I think that's a thing that across the country we deal with and that we have to be more involved in individually. But then it's also about building the security for your own self and making sure that you're not just thinking about now, you're thinking about the future, because when you look at your medical needs and when you get to retirement, they are very scary, and you need to have some kind of type of security there for yourself to make sure that you're not going to be, left out there by yourself.
So HSAs are a way to keep costs down because you believe that consumers think more carefully when spending their own healthcare dollars.
It's just, again, a great way for employees to be accountable, be more invested in the cost of healthcare, because if they're writing that check, they're going to be a little more conscious about, well, am I going to go to get an x-ray that is my doctor's telling me is right down the hall, but it's $1,000, versus am I going to go try to do a little research and possibly find out this x-ray only can cost me $500 down the street. So I think there's the consumerism piece and the employee's ownership in those decisions that also affects how healthcare dollars are spent.
For you personally, you're not just an administrator for your company. You actually invest in the same HSA as the rest of your colleagues at JLL.
I have an HSA because I believe in planning for your retirement. I believe in making sure that you have the right resources and the right support to help you get through your life. And I also have an HSA because I like to save money. And this is a great opportunity for me not to have to pay taxes on that.
For anybody who's not started an HSA yet, it really is about more than just healthcare spending, isn't it?
It goes beyond that. It looks at your financial needs and what you can do to make sure that you're taking advantage of those things, because nobody wants to pay more taxes than they have to. So by the pure simple fact of I'm going to be a smart investor. I'm going to sack some money away into an HSA account. And the great other benefit with it is you are building yourself and protecting yourself for the future. It could be the near future. It could be down the road for retirement. You have the ability to kind of put different plans in place to spend and have a savings account for your immediate needs for your healthcare expenses should they come about in the next year, or and put together a retirement plan for the long-term needs for yourself and your family.
It's never too soon to start planning for retirement, is it? Thanks for the great advice on using HSAs to build a more secure financial portfolio. We appreciate you offering your expertise on this podcast. To learn more, visit OptumBank.com.